Hello and welcome to Fululizo Channel, your partner in business knowledge and personal growth. Join me in my journey to Taratibu Village as we continue learning more about the improved cookstoves business.
I must make it to the Huduma Center. I cannot wait to be taken through the steps of registering my improvised cooking stove business. What people here do not know is that they're staring at the next millionaire in town. These vehicles are so fast. Finally, I am at the Huduma Center. Good morning, soldier. Mm-hmm. My name is Mama Michael. Mm-hmm. I am here at the Huduma Center to learn about the steps of registering a business in Kenya. Mm-hmm. I need to register my business of selling improvised cooking stoves.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Mama Michael, and welcome to Huduma Center. Here, you'll get all the information you need in terms of registering your business. Just follow me, please. Come. Good morning, Mr. Munene. How have you been, man? I've not seen you since morning.
Good morning, soldier.
Yeah, I brought you a lady here called Mama Michael. Can you just please assist her? Please?
I was just about to go for lunch and you keep bringing customers.
Hold on, sir. She's just here to get some information. Mama Michael, please have a seat. Okay. Mr. Munene, over to you.
Thank you. Thank you, soldier. Mama Michael, please have a seat.
Thank you.
My name is Munene. I am the officer in charge of business registration. How may I help you today?
Thank you, Mr. Munene. I am Mama Michael. I am so happy to meet you. I am ready to start an improvised cooking stove business, but I do not know how to register my business.
Ah, this is a very good move, Mama Michael. Congratulations.
Asante sana, Mr. Munene.
I will take you step by step on how to register your business. I will begin with the first step is to have an account at the eCitizen platform on www.ecitizen.go.ke. I will help you to do so. The first step of a business you can register is sole proprietorship.
Mm-hmm.
Here, as you can see, you will click business registration, then proceed to click here written make application.
Mm-hmm.
Here you will have the type and the name you intend to give to your business.
Mm-hmm.
Provide three names in order of priority. The system will choose one for you.
Okay.
Indicate the nature of the business.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, the nature of your business is to sell improvised cooking stoves, right?
Yes.
You will also indicate the address of the business, like plot number, street, town, and county, and then the ownership documents of the person starting the business.
Okay.
Make sure you have written your official name, not Mama Michael. Then, add your national identity card number and your KRA PIN. You have that, huh?
Yes.
After that, click Submit. Mm-hmm. The system will generate for you a BN2 form. You will proceed to pay 950 Kenyan shillings, mm-hmm, either by mobile money, mm-hmm, or bank card.
Mm-hmm.
Then, between 3 to 5 days, you will get your business certificate and ready to roll out.
This is so easy, Mr. Munene. Nimeelewa sasa. I have understood.
Ah, you're welcome, Mama Michael. You're a very fast learner.
If you say so.
I say so. When your business will grow bigger, you may even want to have more business partnerships. The process of registering is the same.
Mm-hmm.
But every partner will have to add their national ID names and KRA PIN.
Ah, I hear you, Mr. Munene. God will definitely bless me. The business will grow so fast.
Ah, I can see your determination already.
Thank you.
It will reach another time when the business outgrows you. At that time, you will want to have your own private limited company, probably to produce and supply the improvised cooking stoves.
Mm-hmm.
In order to register your private company, mm-hmm, you will still use the eCitizen account I have set for you.
I see.
As you can see here, you will click private limited company.
Mm.
You will type three names which you suggest for your private company.
Mm-hmm.
The computer will choose for you a name that has not been used. You will add that name and add the articles of association.
Okay.
Then you will download these three files here.
Mm-hmm.
CR1, where you will explain the shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
CR2, which will show the distribution.
Mm-hmm.
And CR8, which will show the business address.
I see.
After filling the forms, upload them.
Mm-hmm.
Your business certificate will automatically be generated.
Mm.
Use it to get the business PIN from KRA.
You are such a genius in this matter.
It's true. I have years of experience. Let me add that registering your business has advantages, like getting business loans easily, getting government and private tenders, escaping the nuisance of business registration enforcement, among others.
Thank you, Mr. Munene. I am now ready to register my business. I also passed by the bank to know the requirements of opening a business bank account.
Ah, nice. Oh, yes. I can see that you are ready to fly.
But of course.
A business account helps you to calculate your profits, the amount to pay tax, separating personal and businesses' money.
Mm-hmm.
You will use the bank statement to get loan and so on.
Thank you, Mr. Munene. You have really educated me.
Mm-hmm.
I will definitely educate my village mates.
Ah, we are here for you.
Exactly.
Please do not hesitate to contact me if you need any clarification.
Asante sana. I have understood. But I will be back to sell you an improvised cooking stove you need to gift your wife.
By the way, Mama Michael, all the best.
Asante sana. Bye-bye, Mr. Munene.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. I hope you have learned more on the improved cook stove's business. Remember, this episode was brought to you by Fululizo Channel and sponsored by Practical Action, an international NGO implementing development projects in Kenya. Click on the Fululizo Channel icon to listen to the next episode.